Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Happy Valentine's Day, no matter where you are. Whether you are with someone in a relationship, you're looking for a new relationship, you're an old married person like I am, or whether you are quite happy as you are, thank you very much. Many, many blessings to you today. I want you to know how much you are loved, not just by me, because I like you fine, but I mean how much you are loved with a capital L. As a much-loved child of the divine, that means that you are always plugged in, always connected to divine love, and that love is always there for you, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Now, if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, whether it's about your love life or something else, would you please call in? I will be here for the next 30 minutes taking your calls for on-air mini-readings. Why? Because I feel like it, and it's Valentine's Day. The number to call is 646-929-2947. That's 646-929-2947. I am going to get to as many calls as humanly possible, and you can help me out by having just one question ready for me when I take your call. I know that I'm not going to be able to get to everybody, and I appreciate your patience with that. I believe that very often messages come through for you in the guidance that's given to other people. So even if you don't get on the air, I appreciate your openness to this process. Your energy as you're listening raises the vibration for all of us who are here. It supports me and what I'm doing, but it also supports everybody else who is listening or who is on the switchboard at this time. Now, while you're dialing, I want to quickly let you know about two things that are happening in the next few days. So coming up quick, the Out of the Fog Salon is at 3 o'clock Eastern on Saturday. That is the monthly online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading, and honestly, we all have a blast in the process. I started the salon a couple years back because when I do all reading shows like this, I know I can't get to everything, and to everybody who's on the line. And I also know that not everyone can lay out the cash for a private session. So this is a low-cost opportunity to get a short reading and do it in a group of other high-vibration folks. All you need is a phone to take part, and you can get details at fogcitypsychic.com. Just click the big link on the homepage that says something like, I don't know, online gallery reading or Out of the Fog Salon, and that'll take you there. The other thing I want you to know about is the Love of Your Life call. That's happening on Wednesday, February 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern. This is a 90-minute teleclass where I spill the beans about attracting and deepening love. It's going to be a delightful combo platter of compassionate teaching, taking your questions live, and I'm even going to choose a couple people from the class for an on-the-spot, fast blast intuitive reading. I've created journals and worksheet pages to go with the class, and it will also be recorded, so if you can't join us live, it's no problem. You can get details and sign up at loveofyourlifecall.com. Registration for this is only $11.11. Aren't you sick of these classes and things that cost like $10,000, $11.11. I want this to be accessible to as many people as possible, and I would love to see you there. loveofyourlifecall.com. Now, let's go to the phones. Our first call is coming up on my switchboard as 111111111. So when you hear a little sound that says unmuted, you're going to know it's you. Ready? Mystery caller, you are on the air with
Mystery
Karen
caller,
Hager.
Yeah, hi. Good
Hello.
Morning and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Can I know your first name?
Sure. My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you for calling in today.
You're welcome. I am taking this day for myself, to love myself, and I'm just curious if Spirit has anything, messages for me on this wonderful Valentine's Heart Day.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so first of all, your heart your, not your physical heart, which is doing fine, but your spiritual heart is very tied into what my guide is showing me is the heart of the world. You, Sandy, I think are one of those people who's kind of a vibration holder for the collective. So you may feel that you have a stronger connection to spirit, a stronger connection to source, a stronger connection to the divine. And what your guides are wanting me to say to you is yes, 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 okay? You're very, very plugged in. That can be exhausting, and it can make it difficult to attract relationships, you know, here on the boring earth plane, because you're really, really busy doing all this kind of ooh, cosmic, galactic, holding the vibration stuff, okay? When you take time for yourself, Sandy, as you're doing today, and as I hope you will make time for more often, what you're doing, it's like petting a cat. You're smoothing that energy. You're kind of gentling everything down until it's a nice purr. And when you are purring, energetically, when everything is aligned, when you are well cared for, you're connected with the divine, it's like turning on a light switch that attracts love to you. Not just romantic love, but I'm talking about relationships in business, relationships around money, relationships around family that are better in sync with what you want to manifest in your life. You show me somebody who has had a rather interesting life path. You are making a shift to where you are not so easily bothered by the energy that other people put on you, okay? And your guides, it makes them jump up and down, like do the wave, you know, at the football game. Whoa, yay. So you should feel very pleased with yourself, young lady, because of the work that you're doing. And the way that things look as I look ahead for you is if you continue on this path, not only do you deepen your love for yourself, deepen your connection with spirit, but you also deepen the loving connections that you bring into your life, okay? Does that have any resonance for you?
Oh, yes. No, it's beautiful. Thank you. Wow.
Sure. Wow. You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling the show, and many blessings to you. I hope you have a wonderful self-care day today. Is there chocolate involved?
I'm sure there will be. I would not be surprised.
It's very good. This isn't the psychic part, but it's really hard to have a self-care day without chocolate.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sandy. Have
Thank
a great rest
you.
Of your day.
Okay,
all right.
You too. Bye.
I'm going to go ahead and take a little drink of tea here. I also have some cards with me to use as I feel guided. Here goes the tea. When I'm reading people in a row like this, I just have to take a second to clear. Sandy's energy is delightful, but I want to be sure that when I connect with the next caller, whose area code is 360, that I'm really connecting with them and that I've cleared the energy from speaking with Sandy. So let's go and visit 360. Here we go. And 360, you're on the air with Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Happy V Day.
Thank you very much. Are you going to be eating chocolate?
I don't know. If I go out, I'll probably have to get some.
So if you have leftover chocolate, you know where to send it, right? Just email me and I'll let you know where you can drop off that extra chocolate if you have any leftover. What can I look at for you today?
Well, I'm wondering if my friend Bill is going to call me today. Or if he even thinks about me.
Oh, yes. Bill does think about you. I think, do you already know that, though? Yes, Bill thinks about you. The difficulty with Bill is that I feel it's almost like he took himself so far back into a corner. And then he went back in the corner. The corner's kind of dark. He sort of covered himself with a blanket, and it's hard to see him anymore, right? He just kind of backed up, and now he's not very much in your life. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Right.
He moved out. Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. He moved out of state, is what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you'll hear from him today, Lori. I would not. If you do not hear from him, it doesn't mean he's not thinking about you. I do feel that at this time, I don't think he thinks about you romantically at this time. He really is kind of under a blanket in a dark corner. He's going through his own kind of personal stuff right now. He feels like he's in a little bit of a down place, a down cycle. He's going to be fine. Things turn around for him. The thing about Bill is he's got a lot of intelligence, and he's kind of part of his journey is learning to use that intelligence. to build better relations with people, not just, again, love relationships, but in all things, especially as they are around money and around relationships with, like, work and what is my value, what is my path. He's working through all that stuff. So he isn't thinking romantically about you right now, but you certainly do come into his thoughts. One of the things that I'm going to teach about at this thing on Wednesday night, but I'm going to say a little now. Bill can be your soulmate because there's a deep connection between you, but it doesn't mean that he is the romantic partner who you're supposed to be with for the rest of your life, right? Bill is a soulmate for you because he reflects back to you things that you need to learn, and you are a teacher for him as well. I think you have really tried to pull him out of this dark corner, that you've really tried to bring him forward a little bit so that his light can shine, and he hasn't allowed it. Okay, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I can't tell you if you'll hear from him today. If I had to take a guess, I would say no. But please, 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 Lori, don't let that make you feel like he's forgotten about you. He hasn't. He is not thinking of you romantically at this time, though. Okay? Are you hoping for a relationship with Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to say it's completely out of the question and you should give up. But at this time, he is not, like, facing you that way. He's not oriented. You know how you put, like, you're plugging the headphones in, or you're plugging in something in the USB drive on the computer, and if it's not exactly in the right orientation, the parts don't go together? That's how you guys are right now. Right now, you don't fit together in a relationship, and he's the one who's turning the thing the wrong way. It's not you. You feel very open, okay? One of the best things that you can do energetically for yourself, Lori, is when he comes up in your mind and in your thoughts, and I feel like this happens a lot, you can send him love, right? And then thank him for being in your life, and then just gently drop it and move on to something else. You're not going to lose him, like lose touch with him, because your connection is too strong. But right now it kind of is hurting you to go over and over this, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling the show. Many blessings to you today, whether he calls or whether he doesn't call. I hope that you really can connect with that feeling of being loved. Okay, thank you very much, Lori.
And
have a great.
Very
oh, you're so welcome. Have a great rest of your day. And I muted Lori, but don't forget the chocolate. Chocolate. I'm going to go stand on the porch and wait for the chocolate. The next caller is another mysterious 1111111 thing. I'm going to drink some tea. I should have music to play or something to sort of cover up the sound of me like slurping and swallowing the coffee. All right, well, mystery caller, when you hear yourself being unmuted, you'll know it's you. Here we go. And mystery caller, you are on the air with Karen Hager. Hello.
Hey, Karen, how you doing? This is Trish.
Hi, Trish. I am pretty happy. How are you?
I'm well, and my question's a little different. I'm actually hoping to fall in love with a new job, and I was wondering if you saw anything.
Oh, okay. I love that very much, because all relationships, right? Everything in our life is a relationship. I'm pulling a card for you, Trish. Oh, gosh. Okay, so the card I pulled, I've got the John Holland Psychic Tarot. I don't use it the way you're probably supposed to, so go ahead and report me to the authorities if you feel you need to. The card that I pulled for you is Firm Foundation. That brings me down to your being grounded, to your root chakra. What you feel like you need to do to fall in love with a new job is to be sure that you are very clear and taking a firm, strong stance. Here is who I am. Here are my capabilities. Here's what I can do. Now let me do that for you. There's a sense in which sometimes, I don't know if you do this so much, but I hear about people who are going after a job and they're like, hi, I'm not very good, but I really need a job because I'm hungry now. Would you hire me, please? This is not the way for you to go about it, Trish. The way you go about it is you walk in and you've got your big, they're showing like a big bundle of stuff, and you put it on someone's desk and go, here. Here's what I've done. I would like to do the same kind of thing for you, okay? Timeline for you, because you do feel confident. I would love for you to see you be really, really grounded in the job search. So no flitting around, just grabbing at things, being really grounded in the job search. Timeline for you, I think we're probably looking at, oh, the end of March. I'm sorry, I wish I could say the end of February. I think we're looking at the end of March for you in terms of finding employment. One of the other things about your firm foundation, as I read this card for you, is that it means you also are flexible enough to take something, and if it isn't right or when you get to the end of it, you move to the next thing. It doesn't mean you're flighty or that you can't hold a job. It means that when something no longer serves you, you put it down and move on to the next thing. That's a huge life lesson for you, by the way, about work and about everything else. When something no longer serves you, it's okay to let go of it and move on to the next thing. So this job I feel coming up, I'm thinking at the end of March, may really only hold your attention for like a year or so, and that's fine. You add that to your foundation and you move forward. Okay? Does any of that have resonance for you?
It does. It makes a lot of sense, and I truly appreciate it.
Oh, gosh, you're very, very welcome, Trish. Thank you so much for calling. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope you fall in love with a job soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. There we go. Okay, 714, you're next, but we need to have more tea. Okay. There we go. Maybe you could hum to yourself while I'm drinking the tea so that you don't have to hear the slurping noises. And 714, you are on the air with Karen Hager. Hello.
Hello, Karen. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Can you hear the slurping? Is it very
Well, it's not that noticeable. Heck, we all make little noises.
I try to be demure. I really do. And sometimes it works and sometimes not so much. What can I take a look at for you today?
Karen, what I'd like to add, I've been on a long process of healing my heart. And there are still some areas that I haven't been able to reach yet to liberate myself. Could you give me some insight on that, please?
Oh, yeah. So first of all, a lot of what they show me in your heart is really deep sadness, like the kind of sadness that leaves a burn mark. Okay. And healing sadness that goes that deep does take a little more time. It doesn't mean it can't be healed, but this is going to take a little bit more time. There are issues of trust here. There's a feeling of how I can't believe that happened. How did that happen to me? I can't believe it. So there's surprise and really deep sadness there. When I look at you energetically, when I'm looking at the energetic kind of the energetic centers of your body at your chakras, what you show me in the heart is almost like a great big burn hole. And what I would suggest to help you lift that, you show me tremendous intuition. You are no stranger to energy work, is how you feel to me, I got to say. So use your gifts, and you may want to visualize something that would help heal that burn. You could put salve on it energetically. You could imagine a lovely soft cloth that goes around that space and either just gently brushes away some of the scar tissue, right? There are lots of loving visualizations. Spend time with your heart. Sometimes someone who has as strong an energy pattern as you do, Sharon, may tend to try to fight past a scar, fight through a scar. I'm going on. It's not going to matter. That person's not going to get to me. This is not something to fight through. This is something to sit with and very gently lift, okay, from your energy. I honestly, although it's a pretty big burn mark, I don't see that this is stopping you from meeting people, but I think it stops you from trusting people. And that keeps the meeting somebody from going a little bit farther. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Oh, indeed it does.
Yeah. And so instead of fighting through it, because you can, you know, you could probably, you know, lift a school bus off an injured child with one hand, very strong energetically, right? But this is not something to be strong about. This is something to really take your time with and be gentle with it. As you are meeting somebody new and you're asking yourself, can I trust her? Can I trust him? As you're asking yourself that, just be very gentle. Listen to what your intuition says. Not that voice of fear that goes, nope, can't trust anybody. Better get back home as quick as you can because it's all going to end in tears. Listen to that gentle voice inside, to your intuition. Listen to how you're guided. Does this feel right to you? Does this person feel good to you? You don't have to give away everything emotionally all at once, right? Go slow. Use your intuition. And instead of fighting that voice of fear, kind of gentle it down. Kind of like what I was saying to the first caller about, let's like petting a cat. Gentle it down. Sit with the scar. Gently lift that up from your energy. And you'll have a lot better results. Okay. Is that helpful, Sharon?
Oh, very helpful. Thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Many blessings to you. And happy Valentine's Day.
And to you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you very much. 708, you're going to be next after another demure sip. I'm going to try like going way back from the mic. We'll see how this works. Okay, there we go. Apple cinnamon tea today for those of you who are keeping score at home. And so 708, did I just do 708? Oh, God, now I'm confused. Let me bring on 708 and let's see. And 708, is this still Sharon?
Hello, hi, this is Delphine.
Hi, Delphine. Oh, good. I'm glad I almost skipped you because I got confused with my big list of phone numbers. I'm glad I didn't skip you. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. The same to you.
Thank
you. What can I take a look at for you?
I was wondering, can you take a look at Love for Me for 2013?
Oh, okay. So love for you, and they make me want to go like, love, okay? So this is not love like, hello, I kind of like you. This feels passionate. It feels rather deep. It feels quite strong. This is a very good year for you to find love. One of the things that has been missing, I feel like, Delphine, is someone to hold you, not just hold you physically, tenderly, but someone who you can completely relax with. You feel like you may have been on your guard a lot over the last year or so here. And I think you're looking for someone who you can let down your guard with, and I do feel that that is coming to you. Physical passion, chemistry, but also emotional connection and feeling safe. So it's love. Timeline for you, I think, is probably even in the next, by the time we get into spring, so I'm going to say April going into May for you. You already have your eyes open. I feel like you're already looking around. My sense is that the person you're looking for may already be in your orbit, okay? So if you have a connection that you're hoping will warm up, I would focus on that, okay? Have you got anybody on your radar, Delphine?
You know, I really don't right now because I'm in the process of moving to another state, so mm-hmm. I'm just really not trying to, because I'm looking for a change of environment, so I don't want to anything to hold me back.
Right. No, that's really good. And that kind of goes with that on guard feeling, that looking over your shoulder, what's going to happen next. So that's great. When you get to your new place, take a look at who comes up, at who's kind of standing in your sphere of influence. They're still showing me, sometimes if I say something and it doesn't have a connection for the person I'm talking to, my guides will sort of let that go for me. They still are asking me to say that this person I'm talking about is somebody who may already be known to you, someone who you're reconnecting with, okay? This is a good person, not one of the bad people you're reconnecting with. Please don't do that. A good person who you'd be reconnecting with. So I want to give that to you anyway, and you can hold that. If that has no resonance for you, then toss it out, but they're asking me to give it to you. On your move, this is exactly the right time. You may have waited even a little bit too long, so you're let's go now. The move is really good for you, and it actually increases your abundance in all areas of your life, not just in the love area, right?
I'm going to Texas. I'm moving to Texas.
A lot of light around Texas for you. This is a really good idea, and I'm glad you're stepping out of the situation that you're in now. It's very wise, Delphine. So was that helpful?
Yes, it was. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Good luck with the move and many blessings to you. Thank you, Delphine.
Thank you.
And so I'm going to go ahead and there we go. Muting Delphine, 586, you're next. A little drink of tea. Boy, we're whipping through them. And 586, you are on the air with Karen Hager. Hello.
Hello. It's Vicki. How are you?
I'm Hi. Really having fun. is there something I can look at for you today?
I just guess whatever pops out for you. I am in love with my husband, and I'm hoping everything is just fine. And work-wise with him, I was wondering how things are going in that department.
I'm glad you're in love with your husband. I'm pulling a card for you, by the way. I'm glad you're in love with your husband. I don't know if you've actually been. I suppose you couldn't actually have married each other when you were like 8 years old. But this shows me this feels like a connection that goes way back.
Yes, actually, you're just about right. Very, very far back.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. You guys have, and obviously not everything is always wonderful. I've been with my partner for 27 years, so it's a real relationship, up and down. But there's something beautiful about holding somebody's hand that long, and so congratulations. With his job, the card that I pulled for you is triumphant success, and I was asking for that around his job. He's in a little bit of a pressure-filled situation here, and I feel like it takes a little bit of a nick out of his energy and his physical body, as well as it kind of brings his attention away, right? So there's stress, there's stuff to worry about. My sense is that this all works out for his highest and best good. He shows me being a man of great capability. There's a lot that he can do. One of the frustrations in the current job is that his potential is not fully realized there, okay? And if this, there, and so here he is in his job, and what they're showing me is like, the energy is like a crowd kind of roaring in the distance around him. This is like, what are we going to do? We got to make some changes. Hey, what are we going to do? As that sound gets closer to him, as he gets nearer to the time where he's really caught up in this hubbub, he may find that they are making some changes in the company. He could end up staying but having new responsibility, or he could end up stepping out and doing something different. Either way, and this is important for him to know too, either way, he's fine. He has a triumphant success, as we're saying, okay? He lands on his feet. You guys are absolutely fine. My concern for him at this time is watching his energy level get kind of dinged and gouged and depleted by the stuff that's going on. And so I would really encourage him just to take care of himself. Anything you can be doing, Vicky, as his loving partner, to help him blow off some steam, to help him prioritize isn't the right word, but kind of put the things to worry about in order from most important to least important, and not worry so much about the least important ones. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
It makes perfect sense, actually, and I'm glad to hear that. And they don't appreciate what he does. He worries me as he works too hard.
Yeah, he does, and it's frustrating to work and work and work like that, and the recognition doesn't come because everybody's kind of in an uproar right now. People are willing to take credit for the work he does, and that's a difficult situation for him to be in. So you can really help him by being supportive and loving and just as close and kind to him as you can possibly be. Okay, Vicky?
That is very helpful. Can I ask you this? I don't feel that he helps himself sometimes because he doesn't take credit where he should. Is there something he should be doing that would change that?
In the situation that he's in, not really, because even if he were to speak out and blow his own horn, people wouldn't listen because they're too worried about saving their own behinds. In the general sense of things, yes, of course, it's always good to say what you can do and write, but in this situation, I think he's being quiet because he kind of knows it wouldn't do any good, right?
Yeah.
And so that's how it feels to me. I need to let you go because we're at the end of the program. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And you have a wonderful day.
Yes, you too, Vicky. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vicky was our last caller today. We've only got about a minute and a half, pardon me, left in the program. As you can hear, I'm running out of voice as well. Thank you so much to everybody who called in, even if you did not get on the air today. Thank you so much for taking part. Thank you for your patience, for your openness to the process. I appreciate that very much. You are always welcome to connect with me privately for a session, and you are all certainly welcome in the Out of the Fog Salon that happens on Saturday. That's a very low-cost group reading where everybody on the call gets a reading. Thank you so much for supporting me energetically today. I want to remind you about the Love of Your Life call. I'm all excited about that, and I hope you'll come and play with me. That's on February 20th. It's a 90-minute teleclass with live teaching and compassionate questions and answers for you, and even a little bit of intuitive goodness sprinkled in there. There are details at loveofyourlife.com. It's only $11.11 because who wants to pay $1,000 for a 90-minute teleclass? So loveofyourlifecall.com. Thank you so much for all who called in, and I appreciate you listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.